been back to Ghana, and only for the minutes. I marked on that, I took the least, as usual, a little bit pregnant off, $5 million rather than $10 million.
Well, you have no choice about that, Mr. President. That's my recommendation, because the $5 million has already been promised. The question was whether we would let them pyramid the five into 20 as they wanted by using them as security for loans. And then there was an intermediate recommendation of letting them pyramid the five into 10. I feel I just give them the five straight out as military.
I ask that you call Connolly on that, and he should today. Because he said I better get over to Tommy Henry, and you know it's.
I can explain to him we have no choice about the $5 million. But that's the absolute minimum.
We have taken the absolute minimum now. The other point
but
is
on the 707s.
The 707s?
Whether we want
Ex-Im Bank.
Here the argument is the following. We talked to Kearns that he could attach banking conditions to the Chileans are trying to play it into a political issue and saying we are withholding it on political grounds. I've talked to Kearns. He can attach banking conditions, which if they don't come across on expropriation, enable us to prevent the thing from coming through. What they would do is receive the application and process it over a period longer than the expropriation hearing.
Connolly's feeling is this. He feels, and he has got a reaction in writing, that the effect in the rest of Latin America, whatever we hear from state and the rest, is going to be bad for us to quit screwing around and being so soft with the Chileans.
I have no problem.
Secondly, he believes that as far as American public opinion is concerned, the American people are just taking for us to kick somebody in the ass, and that he wants us to do it. Now, here I am approving both the city seat. State, goddammit, they never against anything.
Mr. President, you know my view on the Chileans.
Except against aiding Pakistan.
Yeah, and Brazil. But on the Chilean thing, I've always been for a harder line. We have a pretty good pretext now because there's just been an assassination of the right-wing Christian Democrat.
I know.
And the sons of bitches are blaming us for it.
Blaming the CIA.
They're blaming the CIA.
Why the hell were we assassinated?
Well, A, they couldn't be. CIA is too incompetent to do it. You remember?
That's the best thing.
When they did try to assassinate somebody, took three attempts, and he lived for 3 weeks afterwards. But why would we assassinate him? He's our strongest supporter there. And they have used it to impose martial law and to engage in a violent attack on
them. So
I think we should use that as a pretext.
Will you take any papers I've signed on Chile and reevaluate them? The other one that's in there is the military assistance. Now, the military, of course, here comes up with the idea, well, they're our only friends and so forth. I haven't seen the military in Chile do anything for us. I'm inclined not to help the military.
But the $5 million we've already told them, so that we can withdraw. But we can prevent their pyramiding it into 20, which is the current proposal. The funny thing is that they have twisted your instruction to keep contact with the military into a relationship where we do more for the Chilean military than for any other military in Latin America. We've had more admirals and generals in Chile than in Brazil. So, it almost...
They don't know what I'm trying to get at. They don't want to do it. Well, let's change it. You know what they mean.
Oh, they know.
Just watch those things. But if you get Colony a call today,
I'll call
sure, it. Sometime today, to be sure he